Start the day in Torah way. Rabbi Tzvi Lieberman.
In the beginning of the parasha, Yaakovinu left Be'eshova, it says, Vayivka ba'mokoyim ba'yolen shom. So Rashi brings his second shout. What does Vayivka mean? Rabbi Seinu Pirshu Loshun Tfila. Vayivka, Pigia is a Loshun Tfila. It's one of the expressions of Tfila, Belimdenu Shetikin Tfilas Arvis. Yaakov Avinu introduced to us Tfilas Mariv. Now, if we go through all the parashas of Bereishis, we find the Koyach HaTfila in every parasha. Avrom Avinu's Tfila, Vayash Yom Avrom Baboike, Yitzchok Avinu's Tfila, Vayete Yitzchok L'Suach HaSodeh, Yaakov Avinu's Tfila, Vayivka B'Mokoyim, the whole build-up of Klal Yisrael, the whole Ma'aseh Ovos, Sibla Bonim, is all with the power of Tfila. In last week's Sedra, the expression which the Torah says concerning Yitzchok's Tfila is Vayeta Yitzchok L'Hashem L'Noichach Ishtoi. The Gemara says in Sukkah Yudalad Amad Aleph, why is tefillah compared to an eser? Eser is a fork, a garden fork. Why are tefillah compared to a fork? Says the Gemara, like a fork turns things upside down, that's the power of tefillah. Tefillah has got a power of turning everything upside down, and the Gemara says, it's mahapach midas achzorios lemidas rachmonas. It turns over midas adin to midas rachamim. That's the power of tefillah. Mamash like a fork which turns things upside down. Rabbeinu Bechaya adds, like a fork puts what's on the bottom at the top and puts what on the top at the bottom. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, that's what tefillah is all about. We daven down here, our tefillah goes up to Shemayim. As a result, all the hashpoas which the Rabbeinu Shalem has in store for us comes down to us. It's exactly like the fork. What's down here goes up, and what's on the top goes down. There's a shayla in the Rishonim. Is tefillah a mitzvah deraisa or not a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah derabbanan? The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, in Perek Alam Hilchas Tefillah, the Rambam says that tefillah is a mitzvah same in HaTorah. The Rambam lists it in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Chamishis. He says, We got psukim, avatem Hashem lekeichem, a posik mishpotim. We got posik re'ei v'oyset avoidu. We got posik pashas ekev a few times, v'oyset avoid, ul ovdoi b'chol levav v'chol nashichem. Says the Rambam, it's true that avoidas Hashem is a klolistic mitzvah, that one should serve the Rabbeinu Shloilom in all our ways. But it's got a protestant mitzvah. It's got a mitzvah, including individual mitzvah in it as well, which is mitzvah of tefillah. So the Rambam learns, mitzvah tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa. So when we daven every day, we need to know and we be mechavon, we mekayim, and mitzvahs are same in HaTorah. Says the Rambam, but the details of Hilchas tefillah, the times of tefillah, and the amount, how many times you need to daven, and the nusach tefillah, that the Rambam says, that is derabbanan. But the basic mitzvah tefillah, the Rambam holds is a mitzvah deraisa every day. The Rambam argues, says the Rambam, no, that's not a mitzvah every day to daven. Says the Rambam, the main posuk is not referring to every day's tefillah. Says the Rambam, we see Gemara's all over the place. The Gemara says tefillah derabbanan. The Gemara says in Brochus a few times, mitzvah tefillah derabbanan. So how can you Rambam pask that tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa? It doesn't fit in with the Gemara. There's so many Gemara's. It's a whole list of Gemara's where the Gemara says clearly tefillah derabbanan. The Mefarshim are not worried about all these kashas of the Rambam. Because the Rambam more or less answered the question. The Rambam said, it's mitzvah tefillah deraisa, but how much is deraisa? One tefillah, one small tefillah. The Shmoyne Esheres, all these long, the 19 brokers, the Nusach, that's Terabonim. The Gemara is not referring to somebody who hasn't done it at all. The Gemara is referring to somebody who's done it once. He said a small tefillah to the Rabbi Nishalayim. Now to daven Shmoyne Esheres, Shakim Mitchamav, that's Terabonim. So therefore, say, the Mevoshim, the Rambam Shitta, is not shver from the Gemara. Correct. So according to the Rambam, yeah, so the actual, what the Mefarshim say is, the Shach is Mincha Marif, everybody agrees it's the Rabbanon. That's a corner that we've done three times a day, everybody agrees the Rabbanon. The Rambam holds there's a minimum of a certain tefillah which you have to do with that Torah. So a person, can he make his own Nusach? Make his own Nusach. And with that, the Mitzvah Deraisa. So the Rambam says everybody's Mechui Minat Torah to give a certain Bakosh of the Baisham. The Rambam actually adds with a Shvach beforehand, that also is part of Tzuzat Tefillah, a Shvach. Give a certain praise to Baal Nishalaylam, and then give a Tefillah, that's Minat Torah. But the Shmoneh Esheres, the Shach is Mincha Mariv, everybody agrees that is Mitzvah Rabbanon.
So it's finished, one small thing.
And you can, yet you can say a certain thing. And then Chalamet, on his way to Shul, the Baruch Hu would say, Baruch Hu, you're so kind, you're so great, you've done so much, please help me today. You've been kind, Mr. Tefillah the Raisa. And the Chalamet, the rest is the Rabbanon. But the Rambam holds, there is a mitzvah of Tefillah the Raisa, and the Rabban says, no, I don't, the Gemara seems to say Tefillah is totally the Rabbanon. The Rabban carries on, and the Rabban says, what about the Pesukim? What about the Pesukim of the Rambam? So the Rabban carries on very interestingly, and the Rabban says that generally a whole tefillah is the Rabbonim. But if a person's got a tzorah, if it's be'ez tzorah, says the Rabban, then even I agree, there's a mitzvah deraisa. Says the Rabban, the psukim which talk about mitzvah tefillah, the psukim which imply that tefillah is deraisa, says the Rabban, that's based sorrow. We find special mitzvahs based sorrow that a person should do things to be ma'oira, the minister rachmim of Hashem. We find there's a mitzvah chatzoitzois in Parash Baloischo. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, there were special trumpets to blow. If there was a time of tzorah, says the Rabban, in the times of tzorah, then there's a mitzvah deraisa. The psukim, which imply there's a mitzvah deraisa to daven, says the Rabban, that's referred to Beis Tzorah. He says, we should never have tzorahs, but if there is a time of tzorah, whether it's a tzorah of war, whether it's a tzorah of famine, or any other tzorah, or whether it's a tzorah of diseases, of machlo, then the tefillahs become mitaraisa. So that's the Ramban's chiddush, that generally mitzvah tefillah is only mitzvah derabonon, not a mitzvah deraisa, but by a tzorah, it's a mitzvah deraisa. The Shagazaria and the Kutchus Achron brings a smack. The smack says exactly the same. The smack says exactly the same thing. The smack says, generally, tefillah is tefillah derabonon, but be'ez tzorah is a tefillah deraisa. And the smack brings a different posik. The smack brings a posik, pash v'schanan, uvikashtem mishom es Hashem lekecho. When there's time of tzorah, the Baruch Hu sends Klal Yisrael in Golus, it says a clear posik, uvikashtem, it's the clearest posik, says the smack. You should daven to the Rabbi Nishalelem. So, that is a mekoyer that be'ez tzorah tefillah is deraisa. Says the Kuntres Achim from the Shagazaria. If that's the posuk where we learn out that there's a clear mitzvah deraisa, says the Kuntres Achim. So when we're in Golus, everybody's masking our tefillah deraisa. Umikashtem mishom es Hashem lekecho. Even the Ramban, who says that generally the mitzvah of tefillah is a mitzvah derabonon, so the Ramban referring to when Klal Yisrael haven't got a general matzav of tzorah when they're in Eretz Yisrael. But once we're in Golus, says the Kuntres Achron, in Golus, that's the clear pasuk, Upikashtem mishom es Hashem lekecho. We're definitely in tzorah. We haven't got Eretz Yisrael, we haven't got the Beis Hamikdash, and we've got all the tzorahs of the Golus. So says the Kuntres Achron, everybody agrees that tefillah becomes deraisa while we're in Golus. Pardon? Right. Right, very good. Excellent. Yes. Yeah, so Oh, so you're adding a new chiddush, which I'm just about to say. So you're adding a new chiddush that not only when there's a klal yisrael tzorah, when a person got a personal tzorah, is also included in tefillah d'oraisa based tzorah. And the Chassam Sofer says exactly what you said. The Chassam Sofer adds, not only is the Ramban and the Smak telling us when there's a public tzorah, tefillah becomes d'oraisa, even a person got his own pressing need, it also makes tefillah d'oraisa. Therefore, the tefillahs of the others, each one had their own pressing need when they said the tefillah. Avraham Avinu v'yashuv aboike, well, that was the need. Stone was in danger. Yitzchok, he needed a zivug. Yaakov, he's going on his way to Lavan. Can't have a bigger Torah than that. So they have their own pressing Torahs. So it comes out according to the way the Rabban explains, really, the tefillahs of us also end up tefillahs d'oraisa. So it really comes, as it was narrowing down more and more, the machlokes Rambam doesn't end up to be such a massive machlokes. It's true the Rambam holds that tefillah is always d'oraisa. It's true the Rabban holds the general mitzvah tefillah is not d'oraisa. But whenever there's an eis tzorah, whether it's a public tzorah or a private pressing need, a private eis tzorah is all included in the mitzvah. So therefore, we've always got a mitzvah d'oraisa when a person's got his own pressing tzorah. And according to Kutzus Hakam, in Golos, we're always in tzorah. So therefore, the mitzvah of tefillah ends up totally d'oraisa for us. As Saul brought down, the Briskerov used to constantly say, whenever he had a need, he used to say, the Sh'os Chok Kivisi Hashem. He used to constantly, it was known that he was constantly repeating that phrase, L'sh'os chok kivisi Hashem. So Rav Aaron Leib Zatzal explains, the Briskerov was very worried about the Ramban. The Ramban holds, whenever you've got an Eis Torah, you've got a Chiyuv to daven. So the Briskerov, like anybody else, had often pressing need, didn't have an easy life. So therefore, whenever you got a pressing need, whenever you got a story, you got a mitzvah deraisa to daven. And if one doesn't daven, one's mevatel a mitzvah deraisa. Therefore, the Briskerov, whenever he felt he had a certain need, whenever he felt he needs extra siyat shvay, he always said, l'sh'os chok kivisi Hashem. With that, he was mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah be'is Torah. The Chinuch writes, the Taka is somebody who doesn't daven, not only it's a shaila of a bit of mitzvah, say. Says the Chinuch, according to the Rambam, if you have a whole day without davening, you're definitely in vat mitzvah, say. According to the Rambam, if a person has a tzar, and v'loi koro l'ashem, he's definitely vat mitzvah, say. Because the Rambam says, based on there's a mitzvah, say. Says the Chinuch, oin shoy godoil mo'id. If a person doesn't do mitzvah tefillah, it's a terrible oinus. Why? The law shechidik is shehu kemesi hashkochs Hashem olo. By not davening, you're sort of removing hashkochs Hashem from you. The only way a person gets yati d'shmaya is through davening. So by not davening, it's not just a matter of bitl mitzvah saseh. He's sort of stopping the Rabbeinu Shalem's hashkoch on him. That's the way a person gets helped. So therefore, mitzvah tefillah, we've got this discussion whether it is a mitzvah min haTorah, but that's for sure it's the way to get help. And if a person doesn't utilize this way, this mitzvah which the Boshim gave us, this hanhog which the Boshim gave us, that through tefillah we get it, he's removing hashkoch Hashem olam. So he's poshim mevatel the Rabbeinu Shalom's hashkoch which he wants to send him. So therefore, it's a oinshoy godlamoid. The Avodram asks the Kasha, why don't we make a brocha on mitzvah tefillah? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa according to the Rambam. A mitzvah, even it's a mitzvah derabon according to the Rambam of a base Torah, as we said, the Rambam is moida, it's a mitzvah. Why don't we make a brocha? Every mitzvah we make brochas on it. Why don't we make a brocha on davening? Before we start davening morning, we should make a brocha, zara shekit shonu, be mitzvoyzov, ve tzivonu, al mitzvah tefillah. Why not? Why shouldn't we make a brocha? So Avodram says, the reason why there's no brocha is because it's a mitzvah without a limited time. A constant mitzvah, you don't make a brocha on it. A mitzvah which has got a certain time restraints, that type of mitzvah you make a brocha on it. But a mitzvah which is a constant mitzvah, you don't make a brocha on it. Pardon? Right, and that's where you have to learn the Briskerov on Birch Satoyri. Taka says the Birch Satoyri is not a Birch Satoyri, it's a different type of brocha. But it's not the time here now to go to exactly how to type Birch Satoyri. But you're quite right that the Torah is something also which is non stop. A second answer, so. Yeah, it's, but it's not concert. It's when the oni comes, that you do it. But tefillah is more concert than stock. And stock is when the oni comes, that's when the mitzvah to give it. Sorry? Yeah. But it's normally when you put it on. But tefillah is, there's no when. You've got the constant tefillah. It's not dependent on anything else. It's a constant mitzvah in front of you. It's just a non-stop. It's not dependent. When, but talis is when I put it on. If I don't put it on, I haven't started. So the mitzvah doesn't start till you put it on. That's why bracha fits in over there. Another answer brought down the Rishonim is that tefillah, you could be yotzeh with hiru. Tefillah could be yotzeh, we'll discuss at the moment. The tefillah needs machshava, and there are shittas, Rishonim, that you can be yotzeh tefillah with hiru. A mitzvah which you could be yotzeh with machshava, we don't make a bracha on it. And the example the Rishonim bring is bittul chometz. We make a bracha on bittul chometz, but we don't make a bracha. There was no takana on bittul chometz. Because bittul is mevatle beliboy. It's a mitzvah believe. So if it's a mitzvah believe, so therefore you don't make a bracha. It's true, it's not unfit with all the Rishonim, because some Rishonim say beliboy means prepare, just you don't just say it out loud. But those Rishonim who learn beliboy means believe in the actual heart. So it's a mitzvah done al dehiru. A mitzvah done al dehiru, there's no takana's bracha on it. A third pshat is brought down is, it's a mitzvah which you're not, can't be sure that you'll be mekayim it properly, you can't make a bracha on it. For example, tzedakah is tackling on the question, why don't we make a bracha every time we give tzedakah? So the Rashbog is an answer. You can pull out your wallet and maybe the honor will disappear, but then it's dependent on others. You can never be sure. It's not be a choltekot. It's not 100% sure that you'll be mekayim the mitzvah properly. So therefore, says some Rishonim, tefillah needs kavona. Tefillah without kavona is not kiyum mitzvah tefillah. So therefore, unfortunately, by some of us, the mind does wander during tefillah, and therefore we're not sure that when we daven we will have the kavana. So therefore we're not sure that we'll be mekayim mitzvah tefillah. Tefillah without kavana, we're not saying it's nothing, but it's not kiyum mitzvah tefillah, and therefore you can't make a bracha on a mitzvah which you won't be sure, you can't be absolutely sure that you can be mekayim it. So that's the reason. But you see from the Rishonim that we have to look at it as a proper mitzvah tefillah. It's a proper mitzvah, and therefore we need reasons why we can't make a bracha on it. La halacha, do we paskin like the Rambam, to the Rambam? Not that it's so much of a big difference for us, because as we said, in Golos, it's a mitzvah deraisa. In any case, just the Prima Godim, he discusses there are some nafka minas between the Rambam and Ramban. Avada, we need to daven every day. There's no question about it. It's a chiyuv, whether it's deraisa, whether it's the Rabbon. So there's no shayin. Nafka mina would be a far-fetched case, says the Prima Godim. If a person happened to be, he didn't daven the whole day. Towards the end of the day, just round ben ashmoshes, and he's got a few minutes left, either to daven, but or another pressing mitzvah, deraisa, turns up. What comes first? So I need to know how to make a balance in mitzvahs. I need to know whether my tefillah is deraisa or tefillah derabon. So that's enough gemin which comes out from the shayla, how to weigh up the balance, if you can't manage to do all mitzvahs, to know which mitzvah overpowers which mitzvah. As we mentioned, tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa, but you need kavona. Tefillah without kavona, since we seek for chazal, we learn out, where do we learn tefillah from? From le'ovdoi b'chol levavchem, we learn out from the posuk that you need the lev, you need the heart. And without the lev, without the machshava, that's not proper kimitz tefillah. So as we know, this is a battle we have every morning to make sure we're mechaven now tefillah. Tefillah needs kavona, and tefillah without kavona is not proper kimitz tefillah. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal in V'Igadato, he highlights how important it is tefillah b'kavona, and how much tefillah b'kavona overpowers tefillah b'kavona. We learnt in Parashat Vayera, we know Yishmael, when Avraham sent him out, Yishmael was in Sakonas and Foshes, they ran out of water, and he was oimed to die. Hogar left him in the bushes, and she went far away. She davened, and he davened, and the post said, Vayishma Hashem es koila na, mikan sheyofer tefillas achoila. Tefillas achoila is a special koyach, overpowers other tefillas. Says Rabbi Yaakov Linsky, let's stop for a moment and reflect. Who were we talking about, the two people here davening? We've got Yishmael on one side. Do you know what Yishmael was all about then? Very nice. We all know about Sher Shon, wonderful. Compared to what he was nowhere near what he was going to be. But how great was Yishmael at that time? He was just sent out of Avraham Avinu's palace, Avraham Avinu's house, because he was over Gimel Aveis Chamurois. He was busy being Oisik, Avodah Zarah, Metzachek, Gil Aroyah, Shvichas Domim. That's what he was busy with. Avraham Avinu couldn't have him there. He was, the Torah calls him Pere Odom, Yodoy Bakoil, Viad Kol Boy. He was starting up with everybody. He brings a Moedi Gevat Tenura. To me it was a Kiddush last night, maybe by you it's not. He says a Moedi Gevat Tenura. It says Hogar distanced her soul from him, Kemetach VeKeshes, which means double distance of the how far a arrow from a bow and arrow can travel. Why did she distance herself a double distance of the arrow which a bow and arrow can shoot? Says Zevat Tenur, do you know why? Yishmael never went without his bow and arrow. Even while he was ill, half dead, his bow and arrow stayed with him. She was scared. When he's ill, he may not have the full frame of mind. Do you know what he's going to do? He's going to shoot an arrow at her, at his mother. She was scared. It wasn't safe for her to be near to him. She was his mother looking after him. She carried him on her shoulders. This strapping teenager, whichever age he was then, he was older than that. So, and she had to distance herself from him a double distance of two arrows to make herself, make sure she's safe where she is. That's the type of person we're dealing with. This is the Bashe Ushon, this is small. It's just nothing compared to what it's going to be. But he was far from a great tzaddik, and he was definitely clearly a Rosha to a certain extent. Who was Hogar? Hogar. Noi Masekik Toires. Hogar and Avio. She used to see Malochim. Frequently she had the Madrega, she could see Malochim, talk to Malochim. She had a whole string of Malochim coming to talk to her. She was a great woman. And nevertheless, we've got two people down here. We've got Hogar one side and Shmuel on the other side. Which tefillah is better? Tefillah Sachila. Why? With all his rishes? Bekavona. His tefillah was with such kavona because he was in the matzah Bikurach Nefesh. She was the mother of a child of Bikurach Nefesh and he was Bikurach Nefesh. Tefillah Bekavona, even from such a person, overpowers a tefillah of a Nevi'o like Hogar. Tefillah Bekavona, nothing matches a tefillah Bekavona. The same idea we find. The Kohen, Yom HaKippurim, Kodesh Kedoshim, the holiest person, the holiest day, and the holiest place. He davens to the Rebbein Shem. What's one of his tefillahs, the famous tefillah davens? Please Hashem, don't listen to the tefillah of the Ovrei Drochim. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael are going through a famine. They need rain. The whole Klal Yisrael davening, please Hashem, give us rain. You got this one traveler who happens to be traveling along in there and he sees the clouds forming. No, Rosh, it's going to get muddy. It's going to be hard for me to walk, hard to tell. Please, Hashem, don't let the rain fall. We're worried. Maybe his tefillah will overpower tefillah's Klal Yisrael. Maybe his tefillah will be stronger than tefillah's Klal Yisrael. How can that be? Because the answer is maybe his sorrow will overpower Klal Yisrael's sorrow. So you may have the power of Klal Yisrael with all the great people amongst Klal davening, but he's stuck. If it starts raining, he's going to be stuck in the mud and he won't be able to proceed further. His tefillah b'kavona, we've got no idea. The power of tefillah b'kavona, it overpowers everything. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were very low madriga. Mem te sharetuma. Even the Malachim didn't know, is there such a big difference between the Eden and the Mitzrayim? Why the Baish are you favoring Mitzrayim over the Eden, over Klal Yisrael? Mem te sharetuma. That aren't hardly any schusim. Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Baish appeared to him in the snare, said, how am I going to oisis b'nei so Mitzrayim? What schusim had they got? Nothing, nil. They were oida v'itazora and command nothing to them. Nevertheless, they were saved. Why? By Yishma Lekim, Es Nakosom, by Batal Shavosim El Lekim and Avoido. So, Tefillah Bekavona, we'll get no idea. It doesn't need have to have Tafka, the greatest tzaddik behind him, behind the Tefillah. Tefillah Bekavona is a tremendous power. And Rabbi Yaglinsky ends off beautifully. He says, we make sure to discuss Geulas Mitzrayim next Ashmenesa. A person may think with the Ashmenesa, who am I? My tefillah is worth something. My tefillah, who am I? Ich bin doch agonisch. No. Soimchen gula tefillah. Who are they? They're awesome. Tefillah v'kavona. Your job is just to do tefillah v'kavona. So whether tefillah d'oraisa, whether tefillah d'rabbanon. But we've got mitzvah tefillah. And even if you say tefillah d'rabbanon, one more chiddush, sheiter Rab Chaim, afilu yehol tefillah is mid'rabbanon, means the chiyu tefillah d'rabbanon. But when you're davening, you're mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa. So therefore, with tefillah is a tremendous power, a power which has been granted mainly to Klal Yisrael. Goyim also got a little bit of power tefillah, but mainly tefillah granted to Klal Yisrael. So we've definitely got Mitzvah Tfilah, if it's Tfilah Bekavona, the powers of Tfilah Bekavona are so powerful that it brings Hatzlocha. So, Loma Hoffman, that we should have to be Zeich to Dhamma properly and be Zeich to all that Hatzlocha.